Michigan Democrat Mallory McMorrow suspends Senate campaign. Democrat Mallory McMorrow on July 5th suspended her bid for the U.S. Senate 1 month before the Michigan primary election. "Today, I'm announcing that I am suspending my campaign for United States Senate," McMorrow revealed in a social media post. The former industrial designer who entered politics nearly a decade ago thanked her staff, family, and people who donated to her campaign as she promised that she was not leaving the fight for change. "I haven't been shy about calling for new leadership and a better Democratic Party," McMorrow confirmed in her post on Sunday. "I mean it. The energy is there. People are crying out for change, and we owe it to them to listen." McMorrow has previously criticized the Democratic Party for allegedly having an anti-Semitism problem during a primary debate and added that she thinks Democrats need to clarify that their criticisms are about the government of Israel and not the Jewish people in the United States. McMorrow's momentum in the race has dwindled from 28.7% to 12.5% since early April, according to polling averages on 50+1. Democrat Abdul El-Sayed, who built a platform working to fix the healthcare system in Michigan, leads the average polling in the Democratic Party, with Michigan House Representative Haley Stevens, who served as chief of staff on President Obama's Auto Industry Rescue Program and Cash for Clunkers program, coming in second. Republican Mike Rogers is the only candidate in his party running for the U.S. Senate seat. Douglas P. Marsh is running for the Green Party while Lydia Christensen is running as an independent. The U.S. seat became open after Democratic Senator Gary Peters, who chaired the Senate Homeland Security Committee from 2021 to 2025, announced in January 2025 that he was not running for re-election. "After 3 terms in the House and 2 terms in the Senate, I believe now is time for me to write a few more paragraphs in my current chapter and then turn over the reins," Peters shared in a video on YouTube. McMorrow will give her full support to any Democrat who wins the primary on August 4th. The Democrat said she never planned on running for office, but decided to give it a shot after President Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. 10 years ago, I started this work heartbroken, typing 5 words into a search bar," McMorrow recalled, saying she typed, "how to run for office. And I learned the only thing that has ever really changed this country. Ordinary people who love something enough to fight for it." McMorrow was first elected to the Michigan State Senate in 2018, flipping a seat that was held by Republicans for nearly 40 years.